Our guest in the cafe this morning is John Durr. He is the chief of the Klondike Volunteer Fire Department. John, good morning.
Good morning.
And John was brought to us by Cindy Roller with the Cooper Review, who couldn't be here today. She's normally sits in on these, but she brings us all kinds of folks from Delta County. So glad to have you. Now, you all have a big event coming up, and that is your annual fish fry?
Semi-annual. We have one two a year.
Oh, we have two per year. So good that we have two opportunities. And but this one is Saturday, April 22nd. So
yes.
Tell me about that, first of all.
Yeah, great. We've got, we do this twice a year, so we've got a fish fry that we do in the spring, and we get folks involved they donate desserts and such items. We sell tickets ahead of time. We get folks coming in to donate silent auction items. A lot of vendors, even here in Commerce, help contribute to that.
Mm-hmm.
And we get businesses to help us get things funded and brings community out together and get to be a participation of what happens in our little community. But it's a good, people love to eat fish, and we like to provide that.
Well, Cindy said you have some of the best fried fish in I guess, Northeast Texas.
Well, we get that compliment, so we appreciate that, and just hopefully it draws more people out.
Let's talk about the work of volunteer fire department. You have how many people?
We have currently 10 people, but it fluctuates up and down, but We'll look for more members as oft as we can.
And you have one young woman, you said?
Yeah, we do. We do. She actually works as our dispatch for Delta County Sheriff's Office. So it really helps out having someone on both sides working that.
You're raising money, obviously, with Fish Fry. You're raising money. So what are your funding needs? What are the cost, high cost items that you have?
Equipment is really expensive. Once you get into emergency services stuff, I mean, if it says fire or EMS, the dollars just seem to go up because it has to meet a specific standard by the state mm-hmm. or the federal government. So things aren't cheap. We need new hoses, we need nozzles, some basic, firefighting things that we are trying to fulfill and meet with our monies that we raise. Currently, we need a brush truck, and we've got a grant application in. We're still waiting for that to come through. But, for a brush truck, you think, well, it's just a one-ton or a ton-and-a-half rig, and it's got, some simple things on the back. But when you price them all out, it comes out about $100,000 for one of those rigs.
Is that right? And a brush truck you used to fight grass fires?
Grass fires. Predominantly, our environment entails a need of a brush truck.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a brush truck now and just need a new one? Or
We do. We have a brush truck now that's an interim one because our last one died about 4 months ago.
Mm.
And so we secured a loan on a used one-ton truck that a farmer had. And it has been repurposed.
Retrofitted.
Yes, it retrofitted to put a skid on the back of it with a 300-gallon tank and nozzles and the lights and siren and such. But it's something that's got a couple hundred thousand miles on it, but it is dependable for getting to and from the fire, where our last one we didn't know.
Yeah. We're talking with John Durr, and John is the chief of the Klondike Volunteer Fire Department. So you're hoping to buy a new one?
Yes, we are.
Brand new.
Yes.
I see. Yeah. And so $100,000. And you said we were talking before we got started here, of course, and you don't get any funding from the county or the state of Texas unless you get a grant.
Well, the county gives us $1,000 per year.
Oh.
So that gets us through just very little, really, through the summer for fuel alone cost is quite expensive.
Mm-hmm.
When we have to run the way we do. But whatever monies we expect to put expenditures, like if we get a state grant, then we have to come up with 10% generally on that. So $100,000, we got to come up with $10,000 to pay that. And then and then again, that's where we come to fish fries, bake sales, garage sales, things like that.
Yeah. What kind of training do you guys go through?
We do first aid and CPR training when anyone who comes in and wants to join the department, we get them CPR and first aid certified. And then that's pretty much the only primary obligation that we have in running as a first responder.
And you all are not just involved in fighting grass fires or structure fires, right?
No, we have some other additional things that we end up, from getting from a shallow well, we had to rescue a dog. So we'll drop a ladder in a shallow well and go down with some equipment and come out with a dog. And then it could turn into, an extrication situation from a vehicle accident on the highway. or county road.
So you get called out on the same kinds of things that a municipal fire department would get called out on as well. Mm-hmm. All right. So the fish fry is Saturday, April 22nd. Yes. What time does it start? It
starts at 4 p.m.
There at the Klondike Volunteer Fire Department.
The biggest white-red building in the district.
John, thanks for having a cup of coffee with me.
Yeah, thank you so much.
John Durr, Chief of the Klondike Volunteer Fire Department. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.